My parents truly loved me, and they understood the importance of spiritual fitness. Every Sunday, they would get me up, dress me up, and take me to church. I remember those days. Unfortunately, I didn't pay much attention to it all. Ever since I was born, I always felt I knew what I was doing, and I didn't really need anybody's help to find my way. Getting older as a child, my folks were lenient and allowed me to get away with a lot more than I should have. All in the name of love. All in the name of love.
Yes, God did bless me more than I deserve to be. Born in a country free and strong. What lies my future? That was all left up to me. Will God's love be my history? As I grew stronger, my will increased within my age. A self-will riot I became. Beyond the days of the place I lived when I was young, ego's rule had overcome. My thoughts turned inward without perceived boundaries. The ring of the dark call had begun. My flesh was weaker. The call was stronger. Intoxicating. Darkness overtaking. Ran with that ragged band that knew they knew just what to do, not knowing all they did not know. Marching forward into the unkind spiritual, victims all we thought we knew the way. Down that black hole, can't see where we're going. Through childhood fears and broken dreams.
Broken dreams.
Moving forward, I found alcohol and immediately became captivated with it. As with so many of us, drinking led to drugging for a newer and more serious high. Like dominoes, the repetition of drinking and drugs caused me to fall into a more and more powerful dependency until I found myself
hopeless. Helplessly addicted.
Turning back to the world that we had left behind, locked in our fantasies deserved. Pushed by our wills to a place of subjugation, losing ourselves in hate preserved. Our flesh was